Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marvel Wynn. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rodin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick Rodin. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Adley Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Adley Hamaker. And now, play ball. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rodin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Atlee Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Pena and he is out, Barra applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Leonard reaches second base with a double. LeMaster scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Leonard moves to third. Baker moves to second. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Brenly reaches second base with a double. Leonard scores. Baker scores. Youngblood goes all the way around to score. Brenly moves to third. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. Pena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Pena reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Pena moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pena scores. Morrison moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-1 in the game. Barra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Lee Tunnell now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Leonard moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Tunnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tunnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brenly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Brenly reaches second base with a double. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamaker strikes out. Pena drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hamaker out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Greg Minton now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra takes first base on ball 4. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Lee Tunnell. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Robinson now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pena takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Dale Barra. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Johnny Ray pinch hits for Don Robinson. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Mozilli scores. It's 7-4, Giants. Ron Wattis pinch runs for Johnny Ray. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.